My trifecta formula that I always speak to is intention, breathing, balance. If you know intention, breathing, and balance, and you know it deeply, that's really all you need to succeed in this human experience.
Welcome to The Lavenderet Lifestyle, the podcast on personal growth and lifestyle design. My name's Eileen, and I'm here to guide you to shine as your brightest self and create your dream life. We all have a light within and the power to create a life we love. Every Sunday, we'll share thoughtful conversations exploring how we can build a better future for ourselves and our world. Life is an art. Make it your masterpiece. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Lavender Lifestyle Podcast. It's Eileen. In today's episode, we will explore how to master our energy. So learning to master your energy within yourself and in social dynamics. So we'll learn how to become more confident and present in life, how to stay balanced and true in your self-expression, and how to deepen your self-love practice. Our guest today is Ariel New. Ariel New is a thought leader on self and social dynamics through demonstrations on presence, delivery, and energy mastery. Through a blend of practical insights and spiritual principles, Ariel empowers individuals to balance their inner and outer worlds to better interact with themselves and others. Her mission is to show the world that energy is everything, helping others elevate their lives through intention, breathing, and balance. Hello, Ariel. Welcome to the Lavender Lifestyle Podcast. I'm so excited to have you on today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited too.
Yeah, like I'm such a fan of your content. Once I found your Instagram page, I think just like your reel came up, it was just such a fresh take on energy and social dynamics. And I think it's really like a unique space that you talk about that I don't hear often. So why don't you share a little bit of your journey in how you became so into mastering energy and social dynamics?
Yeah, thank you for asking. And yeah, I know I do have a unique way of going about things, but I think it's really because when I first started to notice these subtle energy influences we have on each other, I was very young. I used to always have a knack for socializing, but there were so many things I could sense from other people when I'm in social settings or even one-on-one settings where I felt like there is a difference between what's going on the inside of what I sense from people and myself and what we express on the outside. And that caused very curious and interesting experiences for me, but as well as painful experiences in my relationships and my social interactions. And I started to look at myself deeper and everything kind of just came together. The more I became fascinated by these things, I was also in parallel on my self-love journey, discovering myself more, healing myself, understanding myself. And then I started to just realize that it's all connected. Everything that we do on the outside or we experience on the outside comes from the inside. And it's related to a lot of the self-love things and the spiritual things and even like mindset performance things you see on social media. But it's one of my goals to really bring very spiritual elements that we know of in life to make it very practical because I know that it's all interconnected. So in a nutshell, that has been my journey, but there's so much more there.
Oh, definitely. So it's always been an innate curiosity and interest. What were the resources or I guess like what inspired you the most in everything that you learned and talk about now?
If I were to summarize in one word is meditation. I get all of my answers through meditation. And there are tools that have helped me get into really deep meditations. I actually am an advocate for intentional usages of psychedelics. It has been a big part of my journey too. And meditating, using it intentionally and knowing what to do with it and knowing moderation and balance, it gave me so much answers and clarity to the questions I had with social interactions and also just who I am in this universe and what I'm doing. And again, I think a lot of people, if they meditate and, you know, if they try modalities like psychedelics, they hit the same truths. They have similar experiences, but a lot of people have a hard time connecting these spiritual things that they experience to something being very practical. So that's why a lot of people, even though they have kind of a belief for it, it's still a belief. Like it's still a little bit woo-woo, even if they feel like it's true. So that's why, again, I try to bring very spiritual elements, these spiritual answers I receive in meditation, and then I show it through physical examples. Like this is if you do this with one another, you sense it. And proof is in your own experience. So when people can take these concepts and principles and go out there and do it for themselves, that's their own proof. That's the best proof. They can see it in their own interactions and their own environment on how these things work.
Yeah. And when did you decide to start sharing this online? Like, did you have another career and then you decided to like shift it? Tell me a little bit about that background.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in the digital marketing space for over a decade. So I was always working corporate. And I mean, it's a long story, but I lived in Vancouver most of my life, but I moved to Toronto back in end of 2017. And this is why when I mentioned earlier that it's all interconnected, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. I know it's my purpose, is because when I look back, I see the miracle and the magic of how this universe works. Like everything that happened in my life, it was both intentional, yet it all just came together like it was always meant to be. Because at the time when I was working corporate and I made that huge shift and moved to Toronto, it was also when I was really starting to commit to my self-love journey, and also when I was experiencing a lot of intense situations in my life, relationships, family. And it was also when I wanted to, when I realized that I really didn't want to work corporate and I wanted to do something for myself. And I started with lifestyle and food blogging. At the same time, like I said, it was also when a lot of intense experiences were happening in my life, and that made me, the pain made me go deeper into myself and really commit to my self-love journey. And that was also when I started to meditate deeper and when I started to get these answers. And then I shifted from, eventually when I came to Toronto, I started food blogging, lifestyle blogging, and I grew, you know, a couple thousand followers. I started to test new content, these things that I talk about now, and I made skits. And my initial viral video was actually through TikTok. I was just doing random skits on like how we can better interact with each other and kind of what I'm talking about now. But at that point, I wasn't even really sure about the root foundational things I talk about now. I was just kind of showing, okay, yeah, this is how you can better interact. And then people start to love it. And it made me look at the layers of what I'm talking about even deeper.
I love that. And I love how it all ties in together. Okay, so let's get into your teachings. I guess let's start with the basics, right? What is the foundation, like you said, the root of all of this social dynamics and energy?
The foundation, I think, is to really see that our energy is everything and to understand what energy is. And when I say energy, sometimes it's a little bit hard for people to grasp, but when you really feel into yourself and feel into what you sense in your social environments, like even right now, you know, as we're talking, when we sense each other, what are we sensing? It's, and what are we exuding? We're basically exuding a combination of how we're thinking, how we're feeling, what our intentions are. And intentions is just thoughts and emotions, but directed thoughts and emotions, and our physical state of being, how our body is feeling. And our body drives our thoughts and emotions too. It's this inner presence that we have. And obviously that drives how we're perceived by others and how we perceive ourselves. So when you break it down, it's like a science. That's your energy, and you can do so much with it. And anything in the physical, because I think most people that follow me, they want to learn how to be confident. They want to learn how to be more soft or sharp and magnetic. So a lot of this obviously comes through our body language, our facial expressions, how we speak, how we deliver our words. But if you look at the roots of that, it's still first influenced by our inner energy, like our body language, our facial expressions, how we deliver. It comes through how we think, how we feel, and understanding the depths of the ways that we think and feel.
I get it. It all starts with the core of who we are and our presence, as you called it. And from there, you know, that creates the rest of our response and the flow.
Yes.
Before we dive back in, thank you to Give Hugs for sponsoring today's episode. If you're someone who finds peace in cozy, comforting moments, Give Hugs plushies are the perfect addition to your self-care routine. These weighted, soothing plushies can be heated or cooled to help you unwind, melt away stress, and ease cramps. I have the turtle and the lion, and they're both super adorable and make great gifts for your loved ones. What makes Give Hugs even more special is that with every purchase, you're supporting mental wellness initiatives, creating a ripple effect of kindness that extends far beyond yourself. Ready to embrace comfort? Head to givehugs.co, that's hugs with a Z, .co, and use the code TLL for 20% off your first order. Trust me, once you experience it, you'll want to share this comfort with everyone you care about. You talk about this thing called inner and outer energy and the manifestations of like how we might feel inside and it shows on the outside. Can you go deeper into that?
Two key terms I use a lot in my content is superiority and inferiority. And these are what I like to call imbalances, meaning when we are feeling or thinking from an inferior place, like where an inferiority can manifest, like if I'm talking to you and I suddenly feel like maybe you're judging me or I'm not doing good enough, or I start to just overthink and I put myself lesser. If I'm thinking and feeling like that, then obviously the ways that I express myself, I'm going to hesitate. I'm going to stutter. I'm going to be passive. It's just going to manifest in everything, my expressions, my delivery, my body language, my facial expressions. At the same time, on the flip side, we can also get into superior states. And often superiority and inferiority, I don't even see it as a linear scale. It is a spectrum, but it could be both happening at the same time, because when we're acting superior, it's not about superiority. When I use it, it really is imbalance. It's not a good thing, because a good thing is knowing how to be confident without needing to force superiority, because superiority is whenever we feel like we need to prove ourselves. We need others to validate us. We need to use a lot of force in expressing ourselves. And that is actually masking insecurity, so inferiority. So I show people that these are just extreme ends of the spectrum. And so when we start to get to know ourselves deeply, then we start to see that we can express ourselves however we like. But to answer your question, if we on the outside in our expressions were going to the extremes of superiority or inferiority, we don't feel good on the inside. And we start to see that others perceive us in a way that we don't like too. So you can see that that is still stemming from our thoughts and emotions. If we start to force things or if we start to be passive, then that's what others will sense. So it's always a balance. And when you balance, it's not about you cannot go to places where you're very confident and you want to be, you know, sassy or like, or even have attitude, or you want to choose to give to others. You want to be compassionate. You can do whatever you want, but it's how far you go on these scales and knowing when it starts to not feel good. And instead of reacting or being unconscious about it, you learning how to pull yourself back in a moment, balance your energy, and always have this base of confidence, but in a way that's light.
It's so practical because everyone can relate to the times where they feel both. I would say in my point of view, it's like mostly like inferior, where you like make yourself small. But yeah, all of it is just energy. And I love how you say there's a correlation to if it doesn't make you feel good, you're not going to like how other people perceive it. But if you feel good and the way you express yourself, you're more likely to, I don't know, come off in a better way.
Exactly. And that in itself, that is what I show people a lot. That is energy. That shows you that how you're thinking and feeling on the inside directly influences your experience on the outside. Because sometimes, you know, I get comments on my content. People are like, just be yourself. Just be yourself. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I know. Just be yourself. I want you to be yourself. But yeah, your compass, you can be whatever you want to be. I'm giving you guys these examples just to show you the energy nuances, the differences. But your compass is yourself. I know so many people, sometimes I'm on TikTok and I see families that are literally yelling at each other all day, but they're laughing about it too, because that's just how they naturally express themselves and they feel good about it. And they're not doing it in a way where they're actually hurting each other. So your compass is always in your own experience. It's always if you feel good or not.
Yep. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about how do we find that balance? What are some tips, some practical things that our listeners can do to find their own balance of what makes them feel good?
That's a great question. My trifecta formula that I always speak to is intention, breathing, balance. If you know intention, breathing, and balance, and you know it deeply, that's really all you need to succeed in this human experience, meaning just always be intentional. Always have certainty in yourself. Even amongst the unknowns, just decide. And sometimes the decision is right now, I don't know the answer and I'm okay with it. Or right now this is happening and it's fine. Or you know what? I'm going to speak my opinion, but I'm not going to force. The intention should be precise yet light. That's going to just feel the best for you. So just always have intention. And having intention, obviously, if you have self-love practices like meditation, morning and night, it just makes you naturally more intentional. But you also want to be courageous and confident to decide in the moment. And this is why the breathing comes in, because in order for us to not feel anxious and not feel agitated and start to have reactive decisions, choices, or words, we need to breathe. We breathe during live moments, real-time moments, to calm our physical state down, because again, our physical state is a part of our energy, so that we can make an intention in the moment and be confident with it. And then balance comes in, because balance is dynamic. It's more so in the real-time moment. If you are breathing, grounding yourself, reviewing your intention again, then it's, you just feel in the moment. You feel when you are starting to get to a place of passiveness, or starting to get to a place where you're trying to force someone. And in that moment, you breathe and you go the other way. If you're starting to want to really prove your opinion, doesn't mean you can't say it, but you can just breathe. And remember that your ultimate intention is for them to hear you, not to fight. So, okay, you can choose right now. Do I want to just say something, you know, again? Okay, yeah, sure. I just don't agree with that, but that's okay. Let it be, or you don't say anything. So you just do the little shifts in the moment through your feelings, and know that it's a balance, and whatever you're thinking and feeling on the inside, even about the other, you will manifest it. So it's just these like little tips to keep in mind. Once you really see it as a science, then you just naturally do it, because you know that that is how, if you like slap someone else through your words or delivery, you're slapping yourself.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Intention, breathe, and balance. Wait, can you talk deeper about balance? So what do you mean by balance, just in our emotions and our thoughts?
I'm actually working on my spring program now. So anyone new here that wants to understand balance deeper, there's going to be an entire module on it, because that is where it could get nuanced. And it is, yeah, it's just balancing your energy. And again, your energy is your thoughts, your emotions, your intentions, and your physical state of being. That's literally all you're balancing. So all you're doing is, in real-time moments, like even right now, as I'm talking to you, and it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to get to a point where you're feeling negative or really triggered. It's just, and this is how you sustain it. This is how you sustain feel good confidence in this light way most of the time, because you're not just catching yourself once you already get triggered or once you're already anxious. You're like monitoring yourself as you're talking or as you're just being somewhere, and you're actively breathing consistently, so you can feel yourself as you're starting to use more force in your voice. And that force is connected to your thoughts and emotions, because maybe you're speaking of a point and either the point is about to end, but you have this unconscious reaction to over-explain, or you have this unconscious reaction to want to pad silences with more words. So you just catch that onset of anxiety and you breathe, and then you just pause. Or the other way, like if we're talking and I'm starting to feel like, okay, I'm not good enough, or like, oh wait, am I not explaining this well enough? Instead of forcing and pushing it more, I'm just going to breathe and go the other way. Or like if I'm being a little bit too soft and I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little bit dull with my tone of voice, okay, I'm going to pick it up. You know, it's just like catching in the moment what you're thinking and feeling, where it's going, and then just bringing it back a bit the other way. And that just keeps flow in your voice.
I love that so much.
Yeah, it keeps things dynamic.
I love this trifecta. It's, to me, it's just a way to help people be super mindful of themselves in the moment, right? It's like learning how to manage yourself, your energy, emotions, and thoughts all at the same time, right? With the intention, the breath, and then like gauging, am I too aggressive? Am I too passive? Am I too this or too that? And it is true. Like you're basically like an energy blob and you're trying to bring yourself back to like neutral.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think sometimes when people hear that, they might again be like, that's so, just be yourself. See, that's when I think people get triggered sometimes.
You can be yourself, but then people get carried away and then, you know, consequences happen.
Exactly. Again, take what resonates, and this is only for your own good. And I think when people really see what I'm talking about, yes, in the beginning, when you start to become conscious of your energy and you stop blaming others or yourself of negative interactions, and then you start to practice these things, there might be a time where it feels a bit more effortful, because you're training yourself to be more conscious and present when you're around others and not be reactive in your energy. But know that just like anything else in life, the more you become conscious and just start putting in some effort to do these little shifts, obviously it's going to get easier. And the goal is for you to be who you are naturally in any situation, social, personal, professional, and you always feel good. You always feel like you can be yourself. At the same time, you can have an agenda and be strategic. And isn't that what we all want? And again, some people, if you want to stay as who you are exactly now, I support you. I celebrate that too. But I know most of us, if we're being honest and real with ourselves, we go out there and we interact with people. And this is why we people please, or we mask, or we go to a social event and then we're so exhausted after and we're like, oh, I hate parties, but then sometimes I want to go. There's so much of this polarizing emotions or subtle underlying negativity we feel even amongst close family and friends. This actually happens a lot. So if you want to get to a point where you can let go of most of this and you can actually experience having interactions where you generally always feel good, then this is the way. This is how you get to know your energy and start to guide it in your favor. You become the master of it, not through control, but just through flow and guidance.
Ooh, I love that. I love especially the last part is motivation enough, right? If you want to move forward in life, like being more like happy and enjoying the interactions that you have. Cause sometimes, yeah, you're right. We often experience like uncomfortable interactions that, you know, this is just teaching people to navigate those energies better. And then going back to when people say, oh, just be yourself. But I think that yourself is so subjective because sometimes that version of you that's acting out could be your ego self. It could be a self that's not the true you. It's not the higher you, right? Yes. It's not the higher self. Sometimes it's the lower self. And sometimes that's not who you want to operate out of. And so your practice seems like operating from the truer part of you, like literally the part that wants the best for you.
Yes, I love this. You're kind of, I love this flow because you're kind of stating certain things that I am like starting to think about and I want to like speak to next and then you're calling it out. So no, I love this.
I love that. Yeah.
To your point just now, that's exactly it. The whole be yourself thing. It's more so you can choose to stay where you are now. And sometimes maybe you're already great, then you're just there already. Good for you. But it's more when I think about I'm helping people be their real selves more, it's more like your highest potential self.
Exactly.
The ultimate you that you can be. And that ultimate you, the ultimate Eileen, the ultimate Ariel, it's still going to be, I'm so different from you. Like we're different, but so we have our own ways of expressing ourselves. So I'm not losing my characteristics or my eccentric and unique ways of expressing, but it is all of this, but at its highest potential. And that highest potential is always evolving. And if we're here to experience this human experience, and why not? Like, isn't that the goal? We want to just see what we can do and how much happier and confident we can be while staying true to ourselves. So it's that highest potential of ourselves, I feel like.
Yeah, I love that so much. I got chills when you talked about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we're all seeking, right? If we really be honest with ourselves. And it's not an easy journey. Sometimes this ties into the whole self-love journey, but it's so worthwhile.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about next is how does self-love tie to all of this? Like, why is it so important in mastering your energy?
Yeah, absolutely. Self-love is actually going to be the second module of my program that I'm developing because it's essential. It's a mandatory precursor because, again, what our energy is a combination of thoughts, emotions, intentions, physical state of being. If we know that, then the way that I define self-love is intimacy and balance. And self-love is just a reflection of love in other relationships too. If you know true love in other relationships, you know that it's about intimacy, understanding someone very deeply, and then finding balance in your interactions with them because you don't want to sacrifice yourself, but you also want to honor them. So you're doing that same thing to yourself. You're getting very intimate with everything about you, your thoughts, how you think, how you process things, how you feel, your own emotions, how you react to things, what you choose in life. And obviously your body, you have to take care of your body. And I always say if you feel like you're just starting on your self-love journey, it's practical to put more effort into the body first because our body is the most dense. We say mind, body, spirit because that's like the human being. But our thoughts and emotions and our spirit is significantly affected by our body. If our body is not well, if we're not taking care of it, then how do we even think and feel? We can't even analyze how we think and feel. So take care of the body, because that influences our thoughts and emotions. And then it's also about getting very intimate with our thoughts and emotions too, how we think, how we feel, because we want to be honest with ourselves. It's only when we're able to really get clear on, okay, this is the way that I react to things. And this is the way, whenever this thing happens, I tend to do this. You're not doing this to put yourself down, but you're doing this to collect data about yourself. And once you do all of this, get intimate with your mind, body, spirit, then it becomes balanced. And this starts to manifest into energy and how we interact with each other, because you start to be very acute with, in this real-time moment, as I'm talking to you, how am I using my voice? How am I thinking? How am I processing? And when I start to get anxious, what happens to my voice? And again, in the beginning, it might seem like a lot, but to me, it's fascinating. It's the journey of getting more intimate with myself, all of me, it's rewarding, because the more you do that and the more you practice balance, it's like you just are not unconscious with any part of you. Then everything you do, you're very precise with it, but precise in an effortless way. So you don't fidget as much. You know how you don't have awkward like facial expressions. You're just way more conscious of every single part of you. So obviously that starts with self-love, and self-love is continuous. That influences everything else.
All right, time to take another break for today's sponsor, Cozy Earth. With Mother's Day coming up, I've been thinking about the kind of love that stays with you. The quiet strength, the warmth, the way a simple gesture can make you feel completely held. That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth is known for. With their ultra-soft bamboo pajamas and temperature-regulating bedding, they've created pieces that don't just bring ease to your body, they bring peace to your space. Cozy Earth creates comfort that feels like home, because home feels like mom. Get 40% off with my code TLL at CozyEarth.com. And special offer to celebrate moms everywhere, this weekend only, May 2nd to 4th, Cozy Earth is giving my listeners a special promo. Buy one, get one free bamboo pajamas. Use the code TLLBOGO to take advantage of this. She deserves the best. When you talk about balance, you're talking about the same thing we talked about earlier, right? The watching yourself and pulling yourself back if you're going too extreme. You're saying that's like a part of your self-love journey, is just living in that way?
That's what happened to me. It was a lot of analyzing. And when I was just trying to understand my expressions, I would just monitor I was taking care of my body more. I battled with an eating disorder for a long time in my 20s. So I was healing my body for a long time. As I was going through that, that was also when I started to realize, oh, this is like, when I'm around my friends, sometimes when I talk like this, sometimes in this one moment, I feel like I'm charismatic. Their attention is on me, but in the next moment, I lose it. And when I didn't love myself, I used to blame them. I used to get angry. I'd be like, they're just too this and that. Or I would blame myself. I would put myself down. And the more I healed myself and I got intimate with how I express myself in front of people, then I don't put myself down, but I'm honest. So I started to see that, oh, okay. When I'm interacting with people, sometimes I am naturally in flow and then I let it be. But the moment I start to overthink and I start to, my energy shifts from confidence to forcing confidence, or I start to get passive in myself, then I lose it. Then I start to understand that how these things are all connected. So I think the self-love is more so just analyzing and understanding first. And then balance is like you start to just go out into the world and experiment how you express yourself, and you see when you go in balance. And then the energy mastery would be then to actually practice what I said, intention, breathing, balance in these real-time moments. So it's all correlated with self-love, but I do think the self-love is more so just the intimacy and getting to know yourself first before you do anything.
Yeah. I love how your brain is naturally so analytical, because these are topics I've worked on self-love. I've worked on all of these things, but you come at it from such a fresh angle. I love it.
This is something that I even sense within myself at times, is when you talk about self-love in too much of a rosy, soft way or spirituality, then even though people get it, they kind of, it kind of goes over their heads, or they don't put as much emphasis on it. But when you're able to break things down almost like a science, not almost like it's like a science, a formula, then I feel like that hits for people more, because it's not just like, oh yeah, if you love yourself, everything's great. Then you have to kind of believe it. But if you're like, okay, if this happens, then this is the result of you. This happens, this is a result of you.
Yeah, you're giving like hard, practical examples, which is what I love, because I don't think my brain works just that way. I'm very like big picture. Yeah. So going back to this topic, I think I also would love to dive into the confidence and charisma, because yes, it flows from self-love. It flows from this trifecta that you've talked about. Is there anything else? Like, what else can we talk about in terms of building confidence? Something that our listeners can learn from.
In the last few months, I thought about the word confidence, and I wanted to define it in a way that really meets how I see it and how I show confidence through my content. And I asked my audience this before, and people give me many different answers, and they're all true. But then I'm like, there's so many different definitions. So what is the underlying theme of all of it? Because some people are like, oh, you're just know how to be yourself, be yourself. We don't go back to be yourself, or you know, you're fearless, you're this and that, and those are all describers, elements. But then I'm like, okay, what's the underlying root of all of it? And I feel like it's just a light certainty. All these other traits and characteristics of confidence, when you break it down, and when you stop seeing it as a label, as a box, you want everyone to be able to be confident in their own way, then the energy of it is just certainty. It's just certainty. And it's a light certainty, because again, when that certainty is forceful or heavy, it's not true certainty, and that becomes superiority. So it's just a knowing in yourself and in your environment and even in people around you at all times. And that certainty is also not oblivious. It's not ignorance. It's you're aware of everything. You know, you see everything. You can also have opinions, but, and even with yourself, you see the good, you see the areas of improvement, you see where you are at, and you're good with it all. You're confident, you're certain, and anything that's unresolved or challenging, you acknowledge it. You can even feel the emotions, but you just have this inner knowing that it's always okay. And when you kind of understand this energy, then you start to work on embodying it at all times. And that helps you in real-time moments to not be reactive, to not be shy, to not be embarrassed, and to not be masking, because it's always all good. You have this ability to be the genuine you, but at the same time, you don't need to force others to get it. It's just light certainty.
I love that clarity and definition, because it also tells me, like, to be confident doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but to be confident means you have to be brave enough to know your flaws. Like, you look at everything and you're aware of it. And like you said, you're okay with it. Right? Like, this part of me is a little uncertain, but I'm okay with it. And that's where the confidence comes from, right? Because sometimes fake confidence is like you're masking the weakness. You're kind of pretending to be a little bit more like superior or confident. But true confidence is like I see it all and I'm okay with it all. Like, take it or leave it. This is me.
That's why energy does manifest into how we express ourselves. But you can see even in this comment right here, it does start with our internal world, because if we are truly certain and we're okay with all of our vulnerabilities and we're confident about it, the way that we deliver, we know how to be vulnerable, yet we don't victimize ourselves. And we speak of our vulnerabilities with honesty, but we don't need to share it all. We don't need to over-explain. And if I do talk about my vulnerability, I'm also not lying. I'm not being like, oh yeah, I'm working on this, but you know, I don't care for it. It's not a big deal. I'll tell you, this is something that has been challenging, but I'm getting better and better, and I'm so excited. You just know how to be real, but strategic at the same time. It's not just about you accepting all of your flaws and your vulnerabilities and your blah with it, because people try that too. And they're like, wait, I still get these negative reactions from people. It's like being real, but you're still smart about it at the same time. And you're okay with it all, but you know how to deliver or not deliver certain things.
And I see what you're saying.
That still stems from your energy of accepting yourself and refining at the same time.
Yeah, it's such a fine balance. Also, like what you said, right? There are certain things, it's like knowing how much to share or how much not to share, and how much to be vulnerable, how much to not be vulnerable. I think it's still something that a lot of people struggle with. I mean, how do you personally find that balance? How do you find that certainty within where you feel confident?
I do think the easiest way, and this is the only way, to be honest, to do this, is instead of seeing it all of this as things you have to memorize and remember to do on the spot, and you can break it down A, B, C, D, it's more like you understand the foundations, the principles of energy, and you can take my unique concepts and you can take other people, anyone else that resonates with you, and you learn these as foundations for yourself. But then what you actually do when you're actually interacting with people is you be present, be here now. You can only decide and feel and balance in real time. You can't predict what you're balancing beforehand. No matter it, you can set intentions. That's why it's intention, breathing, balance. You can know, you have an idea of the interaction you're about to go into, whether it's a meeting or a date or a social environment. You maybe even know the personalities that will be there. So you can set some intentions and prep yourself a bit, but that's all you can do. When you're actually live in that real-time interaction, you balance by feeling into the real time. So, and that makes it easier too. It's almost both a little bit scary, but liberating, because you just let go of everything else and you just be there. And whenever you start to feel a certain way, you just in that moment, pull yourself back in that moment, breathe, slow down, or realizing that, okay, maybe I'm starting to be a little bit monotone. So in this moment, I'm going to realize it and pick it up. And you can do this easily when you love yourself. You're very aware of your thoughts, emotions, body. And when you breathe in the moment, you just allow yourself to be fully present without overthinking. Once you get to a stage where you feel all this and you're practicing it, you will feel the effortless energy coming through more and more, because you realize, oh yeah, I just have to let it all go. And in this moment, I just be smart about it. And even if I mess up, it's also in the moment. If I mess up in this next moment, am I going to feel bad about it? Or am I going to mask it? Or am I going to just let it be? I don't need to say anything to it. Or sometimes I can just call it out myself. It's you decide through feeling your energy in the real-time moments.
I can tell the more you do this, the more powerful you will get at kind of molding your energy like continuously through the present moment, which is so interesting to me. But something else that I think about, you know, this balance practice, I think it would work well for people who are, let's say, the triggers aren't that extreme, but a lot of people have traumas, or like something might trigger them to be really insecure and really extreme one way or the other. And I think everybody has those experiences where it's almost like you can't help but be insecure, or you can't help but get angry at that situation. So what is your advice for those moments where it really is hard to balance, right?
We all still go through it. So have some compassion for yourself. Don't put yourself down. I think that's number one. Just in those moments, the answer is still the same though. Do you have the ability in that live moment, real time, especially the higher pressure it is, the more tense it is, the more you should be slowing down and taking pauses. That's really all you need to do. If you know that you're someone that is highly reactive in the real time moment, you always tell yourself, I'm going to breathe and slow down before I respond. I'm always going to breathe and slow down. Or sometimes I just don't respond. The other thing that would be helpful is, especially if you do know and believe in energy and have, you know, a spiritual side to you, I feel like this will be easier to really assimilate into, is realizing that the reason why I talk about energy, and I know this is how we drive things and how we influence each other, is that is it. Our energy, what we think and feel on the inside, beyond just mastering ourselves, it literally influences other people. That's why you go into a room and no one has to say anything, but you can feel the vibes, or someone close to you. Even if there's like a little shift in their energy, you just feel it, because we sense each other. And if someone is judging you, you feel it. But if you judge them back, you feel that they're also judging you. But if you have this ability to shift your energy to being like, I'm never going to sacrifice myself, but I'm really going to try my best to let you be, or understand you. Just your shift in energy shifts them. So the more you can see that, it really is a science. You don't even have to say anything. What you're thinking and feeling on the inside will directly influence other people. Then that's your motivation to practice the slowing down and breathing in real time moments more, because you know that if in this right now moment, even no matter how anxious and reactive I am, if I hold a lot of tension in my body and I'm thinking negatively in this real time moment, it will manifest in whatever I experience right now. And I live my life up to this point being like that, and it's tiring, it's exhausting. I don't want that. If you really don't want that, then you will put in the work to catch your triggers. And I know it's not easy, but that is the work. And that's why things like meditation, giving yourself true self-love, time and space every day to review your thoughts and emotions, review experiences, instead of reacting from it, instead of blaming, go to the roots of what is actually going on and what is your actual highest intention with this person and who is your ultimate self. Would that ultimate self react like this? Your highest potential self, would they do this? And again, it's not about judging yourself or putting yourself down, but it is being honest and loving at the same time. Then, so knowing all of these things and knowing who you could be and really wanting it, I think that's enough for you to start to just slow down and work on it little by little. That was my journey. I know it's not easy, but it is worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's definitely so powerful. It's so powerful once you can learn to take control in a way. So another concept that I want to ask you about is what you call alert nonchalance. So tell us what that means and how do we achieve that?
It's basically your ability to be highly aware and present and conscious of everything, but non-reactive. Nonchalance is a very trendy word on social media. Everyone wants to be nonchalant. They all want to be nonchalant. Last year, we had the whole being mindful, being demure. Everyone loves that energy, and it is great. But when you only have the word nonchalance, it's easy to dip into places of being aloof, or you think that nonchalant is showing that you don't care and you're better than others, or like you're a chill guy. So it's all good, but you kind of have this judgmental energy about it. And sometimes with the nonchalance, people also will choose to ignore everything around them or to not face it. So that's where the alert comes in. Alert allows you to be highly conscious, observant, but you still carry that nonchalant energy because you're able to perceive it all, even make notes, even acknowledge emotions, but you're just not reactive. You always have a base of it's all good. No matter what, it's all good. Even if it's a dire situation, what else can we do than acknowledge it, make a solution, and go make the solution happen? And it's more of this energy to embody because it's not meant to make us robots, but it is meant to help us regulate ourselves and literally live the happiest and best life possible. Learning how to acknowledge our emotions, feel our emotions, but separate like depression and negativity and definitive heaviness in your state, and instead just acknowledge, use your emotions, use the things that are around you to continue on with life. So it is a balance, and I think it's important to have both. The ability to observe and see it all with this overall base energy of it's always okay, it's always all good, it always works out.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it's just training yourself to be more neutral in your, like, don't be so emotionally reactive to everything that happens. Like, be present and conscious of what's happening, but remain calm and just that very neutral, it's okay energy.
Yeah. And I would say it's less about neutrality because, and this is my own experience too, and I feel like when people really feel into experiences when they were successful and communicating what they want, then you will get it because we all have emotions. And I actually think it's good to know how to express your emotions. That's mm-hmm. why I talk about sharp, soft, playful. You want to know how to be sharp with people, soft with people. At least I do. I want to sometimes be able to be very soft and feminine and all this and that. Sometimes I want to be playful. Sometimes I want to be sharp. I want to be definitive. But again, like I was saying, before you get to know yourself, you are scared to go to these places because you had experiences where you were sharp and then people gave you a negative reaction, or you were soft and they stepped over you. But it wasn't the soft and sharp. It was your delivery of it and your thoughts and emotions behind it. So when you practice alert nonchalance, it actually allows you to be more emotional but emotional in a way that's receptive. So if I am talking to you and I want things done, or maybe, you know, I'm the manager and I want things done by this time, instead of me being like, why isn't this done yet? Like, guys, come on, like, it's not done yet. I can be like, okay, the due date is Friday. This happened this week. We need to address this. If you guys do have any questions, you can come to me. So I'm still able to show my sharpness, and I can even be like, I'm not very happy about this. I'm upset about this, but the way that I deliver it, it's much more in this balanced place. So my base on the inside, I'm feeling both the, I'm a little bit upset, but I'm also, it's still all good. So the base is all good, but you can still feel and express any emotion. It's good to do that. You're not meant to be suppressing yourself.
Okay, got it. I think that's one of the concepts that with more examples, it makes more sense. But you're so right. It's, you can have one message, but it can be delivered in so many different ways, so many different energies. And your alert nonchalance is being more, I don't, how would you say it? Is it, if it's, if the word isn't neutral, what is, how would you describe this?
It's more like open flow, airflow within you. Right. You feel this like flow in you.
It's like not too forceful, but not too soft.
Yes. There's no tension or anxiety. It's like an open airflow as you're speaking your truth, as you're expressing whatever emotion you have.
Okay, I love that. Yeah, because I'm just trying to grasp this concept. But it makes sense when you put it that way. Just speaking your truth in an open way, but no needing to like no tension, no forcing. Okay, so talk to me a little bit more about the sharp, soft, playful energies and or this concept of like we should explore different ways to express ourselves. I think that's really fun.
I personally love doing this in my conversations where I just shift between sharp, soft, and playful. It works for any situation. If you're just communicating with family and, you know, family, we get triggered a lot. So if when you're sharp, then you're definitive, you know how to say your boundaries, but then you're also soft because you know they're your family. So, and you know that if you're too sharp, they're not going to hear you. And then you throw in playful because you want to keep things lighthearted. Works with family, works with friends, of course, works even in meetings and presentations. It's about being dynamic. When we are too much on one energy of any kind or one expression, it becomes stagnant and heavy and monotone and boring. So when you're too sharp, obviously it can get triggering. Too soft, then you start to get monotone or too passive. Too playful, people might not take you seriously, or you might lean into manipulation. And a lot of times it's not even them. It's like you yourself manifest out, because if I start sharp and I keep talking sharp, I naturally feel angry, or I naturally start to feel more forceful. If I go into something and I'm super playful, but I only keep this energy, I start to feel like I'm giving off this almost manipulative energy. So you can feel it within yourself. That's why if you have this ability to just catch yourself as you're talking and shift your dynamics, sometimes soft, sometimes sharp, sometimes playful, then it just keeps your overall energy more in that open airflow I was just talking about. And it keeps things dynamic and attractive for yourself and for the people you're interacting with.
Are you saying that this is something that everyone should practice, these three different energies in, like, for example, one conversation or one setting? Or do you just mean like use these energies in different interactions where it's helpful?
Yeah, I think more so second, because I really try to steer away from giving people one box fits all guidance, because I know we're all different. I do think it's helpful though, and it's something people can experiment with. For me, I love to blend all three and play with all three. And the only way, and for you, it might be different, but the only way you will know what works for you is to try. So I would say learn, go out and explore your expressions. And I can ask you, if we're being honest, if we're human beings, don't we all go through moments where we want to be sharper or softer or more playful? I feel like that's pretty universal for all of us, because there are so many contexts where we would want to be soft, sharp, or playful. But past experiences, again, we might have dipped into superiority and inferiority, and we got reactions that we didn't like. So I feel like it's quite universal for everyone to want to learn how to be sharp, soft, and playful in a way that feels good.
Yeah. I mean, the way this concept is helpful for me too is to remind people that they have different energy expressions and you don't have to stay like one character the whole time. And also, let's say you're in a relationship and you're always the sharp one, or you're always the soft one. Or like sometimes if you use the same strategy or the same way of communicating, it doesn't get through to the other person. But if you switch it up, then they're like, oh, wait, like it's a different delivery. Like they might finally get the message, right?
Exactly. And it's easier said than done, right? To your point just now, we all experience this. And sometimes you are scared to go to the other side because you're so used to. And this is why these things are universal, because some people, I have some people that follow me and they're very mild and soft mannered. And they're so jealous of people that know how to be sharp and confident. And that's what they want from my content. But then, and they don't see that there's the other side too. Some people that come to me, they're overly sharp, but that's all they know. They just know how to be sharp. And they're like, I want to be softer. I want to be more feminine. So we all have these desires with these different expressions. So that's why in the end, it's good to just know all, and then you can decide what works for you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and to know that you can expand your energy in so many different ways too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Ariel, can you tell us more about your own spiritual practice? I'm curious what your daily or weekly routine looks like.
Meditation.
Tell us the details. Like, yeah, when, how long, what kind of meditation?
I always try to start my meditations with a little bit of breath work, sometimes just by myself, or I have apps for it. And again, it's just airflow. It helps me let go of thoughts and emotions, let go of the monkey thoughts and emotions, and get back to this balanced homeostasis place. So I do some breath work, and then I also have apps where there's meditative music. I just do whatever I can in the beginning to come back to that homeostasis connected place. And the way that I describe the zone I get into when I'm deep into my meditation, it's like a homeostasis. I'm grounded to the roots, but I'm also connected. So I know exactly who I am. I'm conscious of exactly what's going on with me, but I'm also just basically retrieving from this collective source, God energy. And I want to have both at the same time. So that's why the breath work and just getting into it and spending time to get into it helps. So I have a hard time believing people that meditate for like 5 minutes and they're like, oh, I'm good. Because for me, it takes me like 15 minutes or longer just to get into the zone. And I think some people might have never gotten to that zone. So they don't understand the power of it, because my meditations are actually active and practical. In the beginning, it's more of that traditional when I'm getting into the zone. But once I'm there, I'm connected in, because no more of these monkey, what am I going to eat later? I didn't reply to this person yet. Oh my gosh, this thing is so terrible. Like it all goes away. So I'm just, you know, the problems aren't gone. They're still there, but it's a deal, but it's something that I can resolve. I'm back in this homeostasis place. So my morning meditations, once I get back here, then I set my intentions for the day. I'm very intentional. I go through everything I'm going to do. And just this practice just allows me to manifest exactly what I want. I'm just, everything's going to go more smoothly. And I tune my emotions. I tune my being. And this also comes with, I have a practice of a life vision. I have a life vision for myself. And this life vision also includes my highest potential being. I have this vision and being very crystallized, and it's always evolving, but that's my North Star. So every day when I meditate, I remind myself of who this person is. And this person, this being, helps me make my day-to-day intentions and goals and decisions. So that's my morning. And then at night, same thing, I breathe. I also incorporate self-care. So I do massages, gua sha, things like that. As I am getting into my meditative state, once I'm there, then for my evening meditations, I go through everything I went through in the day. I just look at it to the T, look at the entire experience, the entire situation. I look at my thoughts and emotions. I look at what I'm thinking and feeling about other people. And because I know my energy foundations, I just know that in the end, it's not about blame or shame or better than worse than. I'm the best myself. But if there's anything I'm confused about, I set intentions. If there's anything, there's push and pull, I remind myself of what do I clearly want? What do I stand for? But how can I better just understand this person or just let it be? It's just tuning my energy so I can get back to this confident yet alert, nonchalant state. So that's basically what I do in my meditations. And a lot of times I end with, I have a playlist called Meta Vibe, and it's music from all genres. And I just put on headphones and I vibe to it. And this is sometimes when I get the most answers and clarity. I set the path because I go through that entire process I just shared with you through my meditations. But in the end, when I just let everything go and I just vibe to music, so many of these answers I was working through will just come to me naturally. So it's a ritual for me. It's a whole thing for me, but I love it. And it's the most essential thing in my life. It keeps me grounded and conscious at the same time, always.
And you do that both morning and evening? Is like after meditation, you just vibe to the music? How long are you vibing then to the music?
Yeah. If I have more time, if there were more hours in the day, I would be in my meditation longer. My mornings are usually maybe 30 minutes. Sometimes if I have the luxury, I will end up meditating for like 2 hours, especially. And it kind of bleeds into my work. So maybe I started off just like setting the intentions, but I'm still in that state. And I don't know if you ever read about Nikola Tesla, but I love him. He's someone I admire so much because he was someone that knew both scientific, technical realms of things, and he was very spiritual, but he didn't share that side of him that much. Yeah. But one of his processes for creation and inventions and everything we use today that came from Tesla, he would meditate on his inventions until it gets to the point where it's ready to be built. So he does not write out things. He does not do anything. He just creates it in his mind until he's ready to just create a full blueprint, and he just passes it to his workers and it's done. He even, if you read on his autobiography, he talks about this. So I sometimes do that with my meditations too. It starts with meditation, but it leads into work, but I'm not even writing. I'm just...
You're thinking through your work, like script writing.
Yeah,
like really
in my own brain. Yeah, until like, okay, I'm ready, and then I write it. And when you try that, it saves you so much time and effort. It just shows you the power of your mind and emotion. But you have to be doing it where you're not distracted. So I'm literally in this hypnotic state, but I can just go through all the details without writing anything. So that's why, yeah, sometimes mornings, normally if I have a lot to do, 30 minutes, sometimes I can go hours. Evening, normally around 2 hours, because I start with the whole self-care, reviewing everything. And then I like to spend at least 30 minutes to an hour to listen to music. It's something I just enjoy too. And I can dance, I can move, I can vibe, and answers come. It's great.
I love that so much. It seems like you're so in tune. Like you have the morning intention setting, the evening recap of your whole day. The fact that you can go through your whole day by memory is amazing to me, because I don't even remember. I'm like, what did I eat today?
It's like we're computer programs. I do this every day, but once the next day comes, that's why I live in the now.
I don't do it during meditation, but at the end of every night, I journal. Like I have this digital journal where I literally write down like what I did and the highlights, but I don't go as deep as like my emotions about everything. But if I don't write it down, I will forget it the next day. And I need to keep a record. Otherwise, I'd have no idea what I did.
That's why I do what I do, because it's mostly like I just make sure I start every day and I end every day being my best self and always evolving in a way that feels good. So I do the work every day because the next day I'm going to forget about the last day. So if I don't do that work, then I'm living on an autopilot cycle pattern life over and over and over again. So I do the work every day, but then I let it go. Once the day is done, okay, goodbye. And I like literally it's a brand new life the next day.
Yeah, don't stress about the past. Just now, today is the day that matters. And it's true. I'm sure like most people don't do this and they are on autopilot. They just keep going and going and going. They're not present. But I love that you have this practice that really keeps you tuned in. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ariel, if you could leave our listeners with just one piece of advice or wisdom, what would it be?
Intention, breathing, balance. Just keep that in your back pocket anytime you are interacting with yourself and interacting with others. Always be intentional. Make decisions. Don't be afraid to make decisions. Intention. Breathe. Don't forget the power of the breath. And it's not about before or after things. It's always active breathing. Learn how to breathe as you're engaging with others in a way that's subtle, but always be breathing. And then balance. You got to feel it. The balance comes in a moment. And most of the time, the balance is dynamic. It's not about being in this one state and you controlling it. Balance is meant to flow. So balance is flow between me and you, but always putting yourself first. You just feel the balance through your thoughts and emotions. So don't forget intention, breathing, balance. If you're curious, there's so many nuances here. This is where you can follow me, get my blueprint, stay for my upcoming program, and I will elaborate all of this for you. And the other thing, I think this is just an easy mantra to keep in mind, and it's something that helps with self-love, is there's no rush and there's no time to waste. I always remind myself that. It's both at the same time. Don't try to rush anything, especially if you're someone that's trying to improve yourself or you have goals in life, which we all do. Just remember, when you rush, that is a weak energy. And when you're rushing, the results will carry that energy too. But at the same time, there's no time to waste. Anything that you want in life, anything you want to be, it's right now. You do it right now. You start right now. You go for it. So balance both. No rush, no time to waste.
Wow. I love that so much. Thank you so much, Ariel, for being here today. Finally, why don't you share your socials and where our listeners can find you online?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Eileen. This was great. And thank you for covering so much ground. I'm really grateful to be able to share these principles and talk about it in more depth. So thank you. My socials, my Instagram, my TikTok is both niu.views, new.views. My YouTube handle is at Ariel New Views, no dot. So ArielNiuVieWs. I also have a podcast. It's called New Views with Ariel New. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, most main podcast streamers. And you can find the video versions on my YouTube as well. My YouTube, my podcast is basically more of the breakdowns of a lot of the examples I give on my social media. If you follow me on Instagram and TikTok, you'll see me do a lot of practical, really short examples, and you'll see the things I talk about in action in real life. And that's what a lot of people like. Obviously, a lot to do with communication and confidence as well. And I also do live streams every week, live streams on Instagram and TikTok currently. This is where I can answer questions. And I also like to do mini energy readings for people. So jump on my lives. It's always a good time. And I offer one-on-one coaching right now, one-on-one support. I have an offer for your audience. If anyone books it, I'm sure you'll have the links there. They can use the code Eileen11 to save 11% on a one-on-one session with me. That's obviously the best way I can help people personally. And lastly, I do have that upcoming program coming out. Oh, and my Energy Mastery Blueprint. I forgot to speak to that. That has all of my principles and my main concepts and one high impact short document. And then my upcoming program that's going to be launching in the spring will be an elaboration of these principles, and we'll give a lot more practical examples, ideas, or examples, exercises, documentations, video, and text. And I'll share more of my personal stories with all of it too.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ariel. All of our listeners, make sure you check out Ariel. We'll have all the links to everything she just mentioned down below. I think you're amazing. I just feel inspired because you're so in tune. Your work is so important. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. I had an amazing time. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks so much for listening to The Lavender Lifestyle. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also subscribe to our podcast YouTube channel at youtube.com/lavenderlifestyle. Lastly, follow me on YouTube and Instagram @lavender for more content on creating your dream life. Sending you so much love.